flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Rachel from Love Struck Books.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Love Struck Books is now open in Harvard Square on Brattle Street. And Kennedy was telling me all about what makes your bookstore unique. Will you share with everybody what you guys are about?
Yeah, we are a romance bookstore, so we are primarily focused on romance novels, although we do have a general fiction section and a kids section, and that's because we also have a cafe run by George Howell Coffee, and we want to make sure that people coming in for the cafe are able to find something that suits their interests, and also the kids section is so that people coming in with children have a place for their kids to sort of hang out while they're browsing.
I had the opportunity to come by last week. It's beautiful what you have done there. I know that you're the only bookstore of its kind. I mean, anywhere even close to the area, there are so few A, local bookstores left, and B, bookstores that focus on specifically romance. So congratulations on what you've built. And very selfishly, my sister has a book on one of their shelves. And I tell you, I cried in the bookstore that day when I saw it.
Which book of your sister's?
Come As You Are is the book that they have. But you know she's got lots more if you need more. She's got three whole series.
Oh, she's going to have her own section.
Them on order, Kennedy. I think I actually saw this exchange happening between the two of you on Instagram, and it was very special. So, love that you're supporting each other. And yeah, I mean, being able to have local and self-published authors is something that was really important to me. And it's been so incredible having authors come out and sign stock and meet their readers, and it's really fostering the sense of community.
What is the hardest part about owning a bookstore in 2025?
I'm new to this industry, and so there's just been a lot to learn. It's been incredible, but understanding how it works with the different publishing houses, understanding how to sort of predict how many books that you might need has been a real a steep learning curve, I would say.
Yeah, you don't want to get stuck with a bunch of books because books sitting in the shelves are eating into profits of future books.
And space is
it's
expensive.
It's true, but you also don't want to not have. Yeah, but you also don't want to not have enough books. I mean, the biggest nightmare would be not having enough Onyx Storm or something like that. So it's kind of an art form trying to anticipate how many books to order and that sort of thing. But it's also been so fun. I mean, what an amazing problem to solve.
What was your thought process behind wanting to open up an almost exclusively romance-based bookstore?
Yeah, so I've always been a big romance reader, and this store kind of grew out of that, just a desire to have a space that celebrated romance, that was focused on stories that celebrate optimism and primarily focus on women's experience, although of course we have titles that feature people who identify as male or polyamorous couples, so you know we're trying to be as inclusive as possible. But anyway, it was kind of the desire to see the space where I wanted to be. And there's also obviously been this huge surge in the romance genre. And so we're starting to see these romance-focused bookstores pop up all over the country. But Boston had not gotten its own brick and mortar yet. So I felt like there was an opportunity. And I live in Harvard Square, and like you were saying, I was sort of sad at the lack of independently owned bookstores in the area, and was just excited to be able to contribute to that.
Well, what you've built is a really beautiful space. I am the blackest, hardest woman on the planet, but it gave me faith when I walked in, all the roses and flowers and beautifulness, and I just wish you nothing but success.
Thank you so much. Well, I'm very excited to see you as a customer and to have you and your sister here. And
we're already talking about getting her in town so she could come in and do a signing or something.
Excellent. I would love that. That would be fantastic.
It is called Love Struck Books, 44 Brattle Street, right in Harvard Square in Cambridge. You can find them online. Go to lovestruckbooks.com. Rachel, you are now officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
It's an honor and a privilege. Woo-hoo! Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show, Rachel.
Thanks, Rachel.
To you soon.
Thanks for having me. Okay. Bye.
And if you've opened up a bookstore and you want to talk about it in the Good Vibe Tribe, or you just read a good book.
Yeah.
Maybe your sister.
We love book recs.
Or maybe your sister wrote a romance novel.
A whole bunch of them. I think she's on like book 15 or something.
Is she really?
Yeah.
She's just ripping them out.
She really does. I don't know where she finds the time, but she sure does.
One of these days, it's going to be a movie. Right to the moon.
Your mouth to the universe's ears.
Right
Reese
to
Witherspoon,
the moon.
Listen, read her books. Please put your stamp of approval on it.
You can call or text us in the studio to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe. 617-655-1234. 617-655-1234.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. The Oscar nominations came out yesterday around 8:30 in the morning, so we weren't able to get to all of them. So here they are for you. Emilia Perez leads the pack with 13 nominations overall, including Best Picture, Best Actress, Directing, and more. The Brutalist and Wicked tied for second place with 10 nominations each. A Complete Unknown and Conclave followed up with third with 8 nods. Demi Moore got her first Oscar nod of her career with the Best Actress nomination for her work in The Substance. I watched it last night. It is the most jacked up movie I've ever seen, but she is phenomenal and deserving of everything.
I'm going to watch that. I also want to watch that Kieran Culkin movie over the weekend.
Yes.
What is this, the Pain or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like I don't know what it is. It's like cousins crossing Poland or something.
Come together to like celebrate the life of somebody, and then it's family drama. I'm all set with that. But I will say about The Substance, if you're going to watch it, a lot of naked, a lot of gore, but wow. Let's see. Who else? Emilia Perez is Carla
now
Sophia.
Now you're interested.
You have my attention.
Don't watch it with your wife or girlfriend is what I'm going to tell you. There is so much close up on a young girl's butt that's perfect in every way.
And they have butt doubles for that stuff.
And it just makes you feel some kind of way. I'm just warning you guys ahead of time. You're going to have to run interference. Okay?
I'm
going to
watch it with my wife and not tell her.
You don't have to tell her. It's what she's going to say to you while you're watching it.
I know.
Look at your face when you're looking at this person's butt. is what I'm trying. I'm just trying to be your friends. I'm trying to have your back.
I know.
I'm trying to be your wing woman.
But I'm here for the chaos.
Yeah, just record her reaction, please, for the show.
Emilio Perez's Carla Sofia Gascon became the first openly transgender performer to be nominated for Best Actress, and they are up against Cynthia Erivo from Wicked, Mikey Madison in Enora, and Fernanda Torres in I'm Still Here. Adrian Brody, Best Actor for The Brutalist, up against Timothée Chalamet for A Complete Unknown, as well as Coleman Domingo in Sing Sing, and Ralph Fiennes in Conclave, Sebastian Stan in The Apprentice. Conan O'Brien will be hosting March 2nd, 7 o'clock.
So The Apprentice is about Donald Trump. I didn't realize that.
It's not flattering.
No, I know, but I'm just saying I didn't know it was about him.
Oh, yeah.
He
really transformed into him. He's really? Really good. Kelly Clarkson taking charge of making her own hits. She said she is starting her own record label. Here is what she had to say about it on her show yesterday.
It's my first time in my career, and I just now started my own label, and I'm putting out my own stuff. And I'm like, and I've had some good teams to work with, but there is nothing like being that 10-year-old again and like being excited. Nobody saying, oh, you should do this.
Good girl.
Good for her.
Remember the run-in she had with Clive Davis all those years ago?
Yeah, because she wanted to put out an album that she wanted to write. And mm-hmm. he's like, no, and I won't support it. So the album tanked. It's got great music on it, mm-hmm. but he wouldn't support it. Mm-hmm. So now she can support those people that he was like, I know what young women want. Do you, old man? And now, would you like to hear new Teddy Swims or new Kygo/OneRepublic?
Yes, both, please. Why not both? Can I not get both?
Por que lo nos dos?
Oh, you can have both. Okay. Okay, so four. This is the new Kygo, OneRepublic.
Run wild with the wind, feeling high, breathe it in. Yeah, we come alive in paradise.
Where's that bass drop?
It's coming, Dan.
It's Kygo. It's always coming. Oh, here we go.
I'm chasing paradise with you.
Hey.
And the new Teddy Swims is called Guilty.
It's my first time in my career, and I just now started my own label and putting out my own
three.
Stuff,
three,
like,
three.
Let's see if it's this one. What's it called? Guilty?
Guilty.
Wow, that's great.
He does not miss. And that is what I've got, friends.
Thanks. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Kim from Worcester.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Kim works in HR for an armored car company, Kennedy.
I do.
Sounds really cool.
Remember, my brother used to drive an armored truck.
Yeah, that's true.
And then a bunch of nuns robbed him. It was crazy.
No, none of that.
Kim, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Someone posted pictures of Camila Cabello playing an arena with a ton of empty seats on Sunday, but someone else said it was a corporate event and very few tickets were sold to the public. Which group did Camila rise to fame with?
Oh, gosh. The Cheetahs?
Question number two. Misha Barton, 39 today. She played Marissa Cooper on which teen drama about the high-class world of Newport Beach?
Pass on that one.
Question number three. Bad Bunny went on the show Hot Ones, but he couldn't finish. Other celebrities who quit along the way, Ricky Gervais, DJ Khaled, Taraji P. Henson, and Chance the Rapper. What is the thing they're trying to do on Hot Ones? What is the gauntlet?
Pass again.
Oh, you got to watch it, Kim. It's a great show.
Question number four. 8 years ago today, in 2017, La La Land tied a record for the most Oscar nominations with 14. Can you name the two stars?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Ryan. No, I'm going to pass.
No, you're there.
I know.
Ryan pass is not the answer.
I can't think of it.
Ryan. Oh, God, it's not my Ryan Reynolds. No, I'm going to pass.
All right, and question number five. SZA will perform with Kendrick Lamar at the Super Bowl halftime show. Can you name SZA's only number one song as a solo artist?
Oh, it's going to be a bad day.
That's all right.
No, I'm going to pass on that one.
Not enough armored car questions?
No, not enough.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Kim from Worcester got zero out of five. Mac.
No, that's not what we do here.
Mac.
That was terrible.
That's all right. It happens. Nobody's listening. It's fine.
That's a fact.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
You bet.
Someone posted pictures of Camila Cabello playing an arena with a ton of empty seats. But someone else said it was a corporate event and very few tickets were sold to the public.
Gotta read that fine print.
Which group did Camila rise to fame with?
Fifth Harmony.
1-0. Misha Barton turns 39 today. She played Marissa Cooper on which teen drama?
The O.C.
About the high-class world of Newport Beach.
The O.C.
Did you watch that?
I think I watched like one season. Mm. I was a little old for it, but I think I went back later.
2-0. Question number three. Bad Bunny went on the show Hot Ones, but he couldn't finish. Other celebs who quit along the way, Ricky Gervais, DJ Khaled, Taraji P. Henson, and Chance the Rapper. What is the gauntlet they do on Hot Ones? What are they trying to do?
Like they eat hot wings and they get hotter and hotter every question.
Mm-hmm. 3-0. Dan, could you do it?
Oh, I would do it, but I would be terrible at it.
Could you get through the whole thing?
I wouldn't quit because I would have to finish it, but I would not.
You'd be sick for
some days. People handle it well. Yeah. My shirt would be off and I'd be sweating and pacing.
I did it at Buffalo Wild Wings because they have kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
And over the course of a softball season, every Sunday we went to Buffalo Wild Wings and every week I moved up in level. And by the time we got to the end of the season, I mean, we lost every game.
But your mouth is made of asbestos.
I've recently just started to be able to handle buffalo wings.
Really?
And I'm like, I am a spice lord.
Oh, my gosh.
Baby steps, babe. Yeah.
Milk used to be spicy for me.
3-0. Question number four. 8 years ago today in 2017, La La Land tied a record for the most Oscar nominations with 14. Who are the two stars?
It's Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling.
4-0. On question number five, SZA will perform with Kendrick Lamar at the Super Bowl. It has been announced. What is the name of SZA's only number one song as a solo artist?
I only know one. Kill Bill.
That's the one to know.
That's the only one to know.
Wow.
5-0 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. It was a close one, but Kennedy squeaked it out there at the end.
It's a barn burner. Back and forth battle of titans.
Kim, we appreciate you calling in to play this morning. Unfortunately, you don't get the money. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Kim from Worcester, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text that number. What are you doing this weekend? Again, 617-655-1234. Kennedy, you've had a lot going on over the past 6 weeks. Please tell me you're going to sit at the house and do nothing?
Correct.
Oh, woosah.
Yes, correct. That is, my calendar is blissfully empty, and I plan to keep it that way.
Well, I'm going to be going.
Turning off everything, and I'm just.
Well, I'm going to be going 100 miles an hour for you this weekend. Including, what's that character on SNL's Weekend Update? He's not on the show anymore, but he was like a guy that would tell you about all the happenings.
Stefan,
yes.
He would tell you there's a brand new club happening.
I'm
right
going
now
to a disco at a Latvian church in Brookline this weekend. It will be all the rage. And that's not even a joke. There's no punchline there.
You're doing a what?
I'm going to a disco at a Latvian church in Brookline.
That just sounds fun. Tell me more.
Sounds like a Mad Libs.
It really does. I had to look at it again. I was like, wait, it's
where? Is this something you're working?
No, it's a friend's birthday party. and it's happening at a Latvian Lutheran church in Brookline, I believe. And it's
just have good deals on renting space?
I don't know. I don't know.
Are you guys dressing in 70s attire?
I believe we're going to be dressing up for this.
Will it be Latvian disco music?
Again, you're asking me. I wish I had answers. I just know I'm going and it's going
to
be fun.
But you don't have an outfit. So in other words, you're going to the garment district today.
Probably going to go to the garment district today or tomorrow.
Awesome.
So I feel like if I'm going to go, I want to wear like a, since I don't have hair, I'd love to have a big like thing of hair.
Let's wear a Pope hat.
I mean, if it's Studio 54 type vibes, you could literally wear nothing and be fine.
Yeah, that's
Kennedy, it's still a church.
But when you rent it out for a party, doesn't it switch?
God is always watching.
Me.
Stacy's from Worcester. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. Sounds like you're going to be working all weekend. Tell everybody what you're doing.
Yeah, I am a middle school teacher. I teach art. So I have about 90 students, and I will be entering grades for their report cards all weekend.
Yeah. Midterms are happening this week and next week, and report cards are coming.
My sister was with me at my dad's house over the last weekend, and she was just on a computer grading, and sending emails to her students being like, why haven't you done this? Why haven't you done this? I felt so badly for her.
Oh, yeah, exactly. They're so bad. And then they'll make up an assignment, you know, with like an hour to spare. And then like, did you change my grade? And I'm like, oh, chill.
Because as a parent, I'm at the house going, what's up with that grade?
Well, you give the teachers time to do their work.
But it's our faults, believe me. I'm sorry.
No, seriously. Chill.
Stacey, if you need to blow off some steam this weekend, I know of a disco happening at Lafayette Church.
Dance night away.
Thank you, Stacey. Have a great weekend. Holly's from Clinton. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
So Holly is originally from Buffalo, New York, so you can imagine what she's going to be getting into this weekend.
Are you jumping onto a lit table?
You know it.
Yay! Let's go!
Bill's Mafia is crazy. They're in our division. I'm supposed to hate them, but I'm all in on Bills Mafia.
Now,
I love them.
Do you go somewhere to watch with other Buffalo Bills fans? Is there a place that's their spot?
There's the Harp in Boston, but I'll be watching it with my sister this weekend.
Yeah.
You don't like find a place outside and just stand outside in the cold because that's just what you do?
I mean, that's pretty much what I'm going to be doing. I'll be in Mantown, which is the garage, drinking in the garage.
Amazing.
On the projector.
That's amazing.
So, as a lifelong Buffalo Bills fan, are you prepared to have your soul crushed again on Sunday?
Wide right.
You know, it's the same thing every year, but you know what? I think the snow in New Orleans is a good sign. I think this might be our year.
Oh, see, your hopes are up. That's tough. Mahomes and the refs are going to come in.
We'll have fun.
Yeah, so who is Buffalo playing this weekend? Is it Kansas City, right?
It's Kansas City.
And what is that
game on? We're playing the refs this weekend, yeah.
We're playing the refs. Is that game on Sunday? Is it the 3 o'clock game or the later game?
Yeah, Sunday at 6:30.
Sunday at 6:30.
Well, I'll be rooting for you guys, Holly, because I'm on team anyone but the
Thank
Chiefs.
Thank you. I love that New England is on board with this year.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
617-655-1234, if that's the phone number. You can call or text that phone number into our studio. We want to know what you were doing this weekend. 617-655-1234. Our good friend Corey from Medford, good morning.
Good morning, Carson.
I hear you have the house all to yourself this weekend.
I have the house to myself. I'm doing absolutely nothing. I'm sleeping diagonally across the king-size bed.
Nice.
It's going to be an all-me weekend.
It is the little things, isn't it?
Where is the hubs?
He's in Rhode Island with the BF.
Ah.
Well, enjoy your quiet time. Enjoy being able to have the whole bed to yourself. Enjoy it all, buddy.
It is an opera weekend. It's all me, me, me.
Oh, my God. That is a great dad joke. I'm stealing that. Have a great weekend, Corey.
All right, bye, guys.
B-side, good morning.
Morning, everybody.
So where are you taking your nephew?
I am taking him to Dave & Buster's.
Which one?
For his Woburn.
Okay. Oh, you're in my neck of the woods.
Yes.
See if you can beat my score on the Kung Fu Panda game.
They took Carson.
I plan to. I'm going to find it. He is excellent at video games, and it's my Christmas present to him, although, unfortunately, he has to spend it with me.
Oh.
But I'm loading up a power card for him, and, well, he's 11, and he's in that awkward phase now. He's also taller than me, so.
You know what changes that?
The adult.
Lots of money on the card.
Yep. Mario Kart for days.
You're the coolest ever.
His sister got to go to Boston for the day. She starts at the lake. He gets to go play video games and eat all the food he wants.
Pretzel dogs all day long. Yes, please. Well, enjoy it. Have fun.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye, hon.
Bye, B-side.
Bye.
Also got a text from the 774 Kennedy.
Yeah.
Says, my cousin's wife is running the Boston Marathon and holding an event for her charity at Mickey Cassidy's in Medway tomorrow at 2. Her name is Adrian, and she's a physical therapist, so her charity is In My Running Shoes, which helps individuals with chronic illnesses cover costs for things insurance doesn't, like adaptive equipment or PT copays, resources that help them stay active. And there will be music and food. Come on down to Mickey Cassidy's in Medway. I'd never heard of it. I looked it up. It says it is an Irish restaurant and public house. And there's a couple of photos here, and I was looking at the menu, and it looks pretty damn good.
Can I just say to everyone that is out there training right now, especially in this weather, you know, because we're getting into the long run days, we're getting into, you've got to keep running, and the amount of people that I've seen running, like especially along Quincy Shore Drive and stuff, in this freezing cold weather, but putting in the miles, you guys, we got your back. We understand.
I see him at 4:30 in the morning when it's like 9 degrees and pitch black.
I want to like honk and wave, but I also don't want to scare anybody, so, but... We see you and we know the work you're doing, so.
I see it every day when I'm driving home on Memorial.
Yeah,
and
totally.
And they're out there running with in their gear, and I'm just like.
You are amazing human
good
beings.
Good for you.
Yep.
It's cold out there.
Couldn't be me.
Let me turn down the heat on my electric heat on my seat. It's a little hot right now. How about you, Producer Dan? What are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to try to not do anything, man. I think the cold weather and the New York trip took a little bit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you need to rest.
I got a little bit of a cold. Like I was supposed to go to a birthday party this weekend, but if I don't feel better, I might bail and just sit on my couch and watch the entire second season of Ozark.
That sounds awesome.
You finished the first season.
We did.
Nice. Good for you.
I know I'm 6 years late, but I'm enjoying it.
It's very good, isn't it?
I'm watching all The Simpsons for crying out loud. I mean, you know, you get there when you get there.
I decided to start watching Shogun again. I'd watched the first two or three episodes, and it's fantastic. But it's one of those ones that you have to read when it's on, and so it can be a little bit difficult. And so I went back.
I don't mind that, really, because it forces me to pay attention and not look at my phone every 5 seconds.
I can't do it.
But now I'm in like six episodes, and I promise you, by the time we get to Monday, it's going to be done. I just want to watch every single episode. Mm-hmm. It is so good.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Jealousy. You're gonna find out that you were so lame. You can wind up in therapy. You can't be Kennedy.
Can't be Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Brenna from Taunton.
Hey, Brenna. Taunton.
Good morning.
Taunton.
There's, I missed an A. It's Brianna.
Oh, Brianna?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brianna.
Good morning, Brianna.
That's all right.
No worries, Dan. It's just her name.
Most people call me Bree.
All right, Bree. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You like Bree, Dan?
Thank you.
Hey.
Really?
It's okay.
I'm a big Brie guy. I mean, I wouldn't buy it, but Lana buys it all the time.
I have the palate of a 9-year-old.
Oh, it's delicious.
I like Lunchables plastic cheese.
Oh, will you warm it up a little bit? So good. All right, Kennedy's gone out of the studio, Brie. 5 trivia questions all about pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy, and you win the cash. Question number one. Jeremy Renner will open up about his near-fatal snowplow accident in his upcoming memoir, My Next Breath. Which Marvel superhero does Jeremy Renner play?
Iron Man. Hawkeye. I'm sorry, Hawkeye.
Question number two. Rick Astley says he's never personally Rickrolled anyone. What is the name of Rick's song that is used in Rickrolling videos?
Oh,
I don't know. Never Gonna Give You Up.
Question number three. This year's Super Bowl commercials include Chris Hemsworth and Chris Pratt for Meta, Doja Cat in the Taco Bell ad, and Post Malone pushing Bud Light. Which fountain soda is sold exclusively at Taco Bell locations?
Mountain Dew.
Question number four. Vin Diesel says Fast X Part 2 will film in L.A. because the city, quote, needs it now more than ever. Who does Vin play in the Fast and Furious movies? What's the character's name?
Oh, my God. My son will get so mad at me if I get this wrong. Dom.
I need more than that.
I need the whole name.
Oh. Dominic. Toretto.
Question number five. 19 years ago today in 2006, Disney bought Pixar for $7.4 billion. Pixar had already had six major hits before the buyout. What was Pixar's first ever movie they released in 1995?
Was it Toy Story?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. That was pretty good, Bree. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty good.
It gets my heart pounding. I feel like so, you know.
You're nervous. Bree got four out of five correct, Kennedy.
Ooh, okay.
These are really tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Jeremy Renner will open up about his near-fatal snowplow accident in his upcoming memoir, My Next Breath. Which Marvel superhero does Jeremy Renner play?
Hawkeye.
I started watching Agatha All Along.
Agatha All the Way. Oh, so good.
All the Way,
so
All good. Along, whatever
all
it is.
All Along.
So I don't know what that is.
It's on, it's a Marvel, it was around WandaVision, kind of like right after
Catherine Hahn. She's so funny.
She's fantastic. 101 question number two. Rick Astley says he's never personally Rickrolled anyone. Can you name the Rick song that is used in Rickrolling?
Never Gonna Give You Up. And why wouldn't you? I would just walk up to people's doors and be like, never gonna give you up, and then walk away.
You can personally Rickroll them.
That's what I'm saying. Walk up someone on the subway, just start singing.
Tied to two, question number three. This year's Super Bowl commercials include Chris Hemsworth and Chris Pratt for Meta, Doja Cat in the Taco Bell ad, and Post Malone pushing Bud Light. Which fountain soda is sold exclusively at Taco Bell locations?
Baja Blast! What?
I didn't know that.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. It's Baja Blast.
3-2. You said Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew does make.
I know.
Baja
the
Blast,
funny thing is, I went there when I was pregnant all the time to get that, so I should know that.
What, and then you quit? Why would you do such a thing? The Mexi Melt is back. Yeah, come on.
Pregnancy thing.
How are you not a sponsor for Taco Bell?
I don't know.
3-2. Question number four. Vin Diesel says Fast X Part 2 will film in L.A. because the city needs it now more than ever. Who does Vin Diesel play in the Fast and Furious movies? I need his full name.
Dominic Toretto.
Oh, my goodness.
4-3. Question number five. 19 years ago today in 2006, Disney bought Pixar for $7.4 billion. Pixar had already had six major hits before the buyout. What was Pixar's first ever movie they released in 1995?
Oh, gosh. Toy Story? That was a total guess.
That was a good one. You know what I remember about... And I saw that in the theaters when it came out in 1995.
It's a classic.
What I remember is that stupid lamp from the intro.
The jib that jumps on the eye.
Yeah, I was like, that lamp is cool. I
want to
know.
Sal's got one in his office. So
I want to know the backstory of that lamp.
It stares us in the face.
5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Bree. You don't get the cash.
That's okay.
No, you
that
did.
That was fun. Thank you.
Yeah, those were very hard, and you did great. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Brianna from Taunton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Taunton.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marketers.
Are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 1041. We are streaming on the Odyssey app. If you are not listening yet on the app, I don't know what you're waiting for. You can win yourself $5,000. It's super simple. Download it to your phone, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Everything is there. You can listen to any of the Odyssey stations. You can also listen to our podcast, which goes up every day. Everything that we have on the show ends up there. Just search for Carson and Kennedy. And then you listen for an hour and you're in for $5,000. It's a part of the Odyssey National Contest. Super simple to do. So again, go to your app store and download the Odyssey app. So if you're ever out of town, you can listen that way as well. Say you have, you know, a 5-minute walk to work, you don't get in the car and you want to listen to the show, you can do it on your AirPods through the Odyssey app. It's super simple. Mm-hmm. Just look for Mix 1041, you hit play and you can listen.
And you can get $5,000.
And you can get $5,000. That's a really good reason to download the app. And
yes,
again, it is absolutely free. Let's get to Kennedy's Impossible Parody. And okay, try that again.
Remix.
Now, it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. You have chosen the subject, and we gave Kennedy 10 minutes to write, sing, and produce a song. Here it is, Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
If you have an idea for Kennedy's Impossible Parody, drop me an email, Carson, K-A-R-S-O-N, at mix1041.com. Hey, Carson, I got such a kick out of the discussion around Producer Dan's girlfriend driving them to New York and your great consternation with the whole subject. What a good word. I drive everywhere. My husband hasn't driven in years, and that's the way we like it. Producer Dan is a self-proclaimed, passenger princess. And so that is from Janet in Dedham. Kennedy, what did you bring to us this morning?
Okay, so this one really almost wrote itself to the tune of Rihanna's Shut Up and Drive. Here is Just Let Her Drive.
Dan knows he is a driver who's qualified. Every day he gets to work in his own ride. When he goes on a road trip with his sweet girl, she says, why don't you let me give it a whirl? Why are boys always behind the wheel, wheel, wheel? There is a new way, here's the deal, deal, deal. Why is this such an ordeal, eel, eel? If the girl drives the automobile, she'll get you where you need to go from A to Z. Don't make you less of a man, can't you see? To be a passenger princess is so very fine. You can sit and have snacks and it's so divine. Put your seat back at a steep incline. Give her the keys and just let her drive. Just let her drive. Carson has thoughts that it's so old time that the man has to drive every single time. But why would you want to sit on the right side and let the world just pass you by? Why are boys always behind the wheel, wheel, wheel? There's a new way and here's the deal, deal, deal. Why is this such an ordeal? If the girl drives the automobile, she'll get you where from A to Z. Don't make you less of a man, so can't you see? To be a passenger princess is so very fine. You can sit and have snacks, it is so divine. Put your seat back at a steep incline. Give her the keys and let her drive. Just let her drive.
Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
So what I took from that is really I'm a feminist.
Yeah.
And forward thinking.
100%.
I got fed a video because the algorithm listens to us on our phones, right?
Yeah.
And it was a guy saying all the reasons that you should be a passenger princess. And one of them was because you're a boss and you have work to do and you can't waste your time driving and the girls should know that. I was like, that might not be a good argument.
Yeah, I'm not doing any work. I'm just on Instagram.
Looking at reels. Looking at reels. If you have an idea for Kennedy's Impossible Parody, we give her 10 minutes to go sing, write, record, and produce those gems every week. Carson, K-A-R-S-O-N, at mix1041.com. Again, K-A-R-S-O-N at mix1041.com. If you want to send in an idea, don't text it to us. We like to surprise Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, and of course, always streaming on the Odyssey app. The Governor's Ball, New York's biggest party, returns June to the iconic Flushing Meadows Corona Park, and we have your tickets. You'll witness performances from Tyler, the Creator, Olivia Rodrigo, Hozier, Benson Boone, Fade, Glass Animals, and many more. If you want in, governorsballmusicfestival.com for more information and to purchase tickets. But we have some tickets to give away, Kennedy.
I love that.
We're going to have you finish the lyric. Let's do it like a test run real quick, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna play a clip for you, and then all you have to do is finish the lyric. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here's the first one. Take a listen.
And I just can't imagine how you could be so okay now that I'm gone. Guess you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. You said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
And that would be a win for you.
Ooh!
That is correct, Kennedy. Let's see. We have, is it Mars from Peabody? Good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
All right. We're going to play for you a clip of a song, and then all you have to do is finish the lyric. You have to get these right in order to win. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here's the first one. Take a listen.
If you're drunk on life, babe, I think it's great. But while in this world, I'll take my whiskey, leave my coffee back in my bed at three.
You're too sweet for me.
Let's go.
And she sang it. All right.
Good start.
My whiskey, leave my coffee back in my bed at three. You're too sweet for me.
Nice job. Nice job. That is correct. All right, so let's get to the next one. Again, take a listen to this lyric, and then you have to finish it. Are you ready?
Yes.
But I'm up at night thinking I just might lose it all.
These beautiful things that I got, maybe?
Yes.
You didn't sound confident.
Doesn't matter.
Don't take these beautiful things that I've got.
Okay. That is too right. We have one left. Are you nervous?
A little.
Okay. We want you to go to New York.
We have ice in your veins, Mars.
And you have a really cool name, too, Mars.
Thank you.
That's the name of somebody who should be at a music festival with cool bands.
All right, here's the last one. Finish the lyric. I think this is going to be an easy one.
Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out.
I... Oh. Oh, I think I've got you right now.
Oh,
maybe.
Come on.
Oh, maybe you can stream it online.
Come on.
Oh, no.
No, I don't like it.
Oh, I don't like that, Dan. Bye, Mars. Thank you.
No.
Nicole.
Did
you go to
go
host? She's gone. No. I'm here.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Her loss is your gain.
I'm sorry.
Have you been listening and paying attention?
So, unfortunately, as I've been on hold, my radio doesn't go on my car. So, unfortunately, not so much. I've been holding very patiently, but not hearing it.
Okay.
To help me.
All right. So, we're going to give it to you then again real quick. We're going to play. Do you understand how the game works?
Sure.
I'm going to play for you a clip of a song. All you have to do is finish the lyric, okay?
Okay.
If you're drunk on life, babe, I think it's great. But while in this world, I think I'll take my whiskey, leave my
You're Too Sweet for Me.
Okay, that is correct. Good job. We're just going to move on. I'm not playing the clip again, Dan, if that's okay.
That's fine.
Is that okay with
yes.
you?
Yes.
We're strapped for time here.
We are running out of time. I want to try and give these away as quickly as possible. Here is the next one. Take a listen to this lyric, Nicole.
But I'm up and I'm thinking I just might lose it all.
These beautiful things that I've done.
Oh,
oh
no! She said done.
Oh my God, what are we going to do?
This was supposed to be an easy game.
We can bring it back at 9:15.
I got Jackie. Good morning, Jackie.
Hi, good morning.
Have you been paying attention?
I was like on hold.
Okay.
I couldn't hear anything.
I forgot to put them on hold where they could hear it, Dan. That is on me.
Oh, that's helpful.
Yeah, that was my mistake. The new phone lines got me all confused. Blame it on Sal. Take a listen to this clip. Finish the lyric.
I think it's great, but while in this world, I think I'll take my
You're too sweet for me.
I love when they sing it, too. That just adds something to it.
Show us you want it. Sing the song.
All right, here is the next one. Take a listen.
But I'm up and I'm thinking I just might lose it all.
These beautiful things that I've got.
All right.
And she sang it again, Kennedy.
Okay, okay.
Last one. This is for
I'm
the
sweating.
Win.
We're two for two.
Jackie from Marblehead, are you ready?
Yes.
Breathe.
I think so.
Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
Okay.
Finish this lyric.
Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out.
Oh, come on. I don't know that. Can you play it again?
We've played it so many times on Mix.
We play this song every 12 minutes, I think, Dan.
We played it minutes ago.
For 5 years.
All I think about.
Oh, no.
You're killing me, Smalls.
All right. We got to shelve it. We'll have to bring it back in the 9 o'clock hour. What time you want to do it, Dan?
Soon at 9:15.
9:15?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll bring it back at 9:15.
If you were listening, you're so close.
All you have to do is get in at this point.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Cam and Sarah from Hanover.
Hello, friends.
Morning.
Good morning.
Headed to the airport?
Yes.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go see Nana.
Where does Nana live?
Alabama.
Nana in Alabama. Oh, very nice.
Well, Alabama Nana.
Like my wife, Alabama Lana. All right, we kick Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
So there are five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. And Kennedy's now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number one. Neil Diamond turns 84 years old this weekend. He is responsible for the song that gets played at Fenway Park during the eighth inning of every home game. Name the song.
Sweet Caroline.
In unison. I like it.
Wicked came away with 10 nominations, including Best Picture and Acting Nods for Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande. If Erivo wins, she will have completed the EGOT. What is the EGOT?
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony winner.
Question number three. 90 years ago today in 1935, Kruger Cream Ale brewed Kruger Brewing Company. Brewed by Kruger Brewing Company, became the first beer sold in a can. Which beer company had the slogan, "Stay thirsty, my friends," in all of their commercials for years?
Dos Equis.
Question number four. Alicia Keys turns 44 this weekend. Name the number one song that she has with Jay-Z that is all about New York City.
Empire State of Mind.
These two together.
Mm-hmm. As a tag team, they're dangerous.
Question number five. Tan France from Queer Eye chopped off his pompadour after reading comments from fans. They thought it made him look uptight, so he decided to try something new. What is Tan's area of expertise on Queer Eye?
Interior design.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Cam, does your Alabama Nana make you sweet tea?
She can.
Where in Alabama? Where in Alabama are you going?
Center.
Yeah.
Cam, do you know you're going to Alabama?
Somewhere in the middle.
You seem confused by all these questions.
We have to take a Conestoga wagon to get there. All right, just practice this. Roll Tide. You'll be fine.
Roll Tide.
Cam and Sarah got 4 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
These are tough. You ready?
All right.
Neil Diamond turns 84 years old this weekend. He's responsible for the song that gets played at Fenway Park during the 8th inning of every home game. Name the song.
Sweet Caroline.
Ba, ba, ba.
Tied at 1. Wicked came away with 10 nominations, including Best Picture and acting nods for Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande. If Erivo wins, she will have completed the EGOT. What is
really?
The EGOT?
Wow. An Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
Tied at 2. 90 years ago today, 1935, Kruger Cream Ale, brewed by Kruger Brewing Company, became the first beer sold in a can. Which beer company had the slogan, "Stay thirsty, my friends," in all of their commercials for years?
Dos Equis.
Tied at 3. Question number 4. Alicia Keys, turning 44 this weekend, named the number one song that she had with Jay-Z that was all about New York City.
Empire State of Mind.
Tied at 4. And question number 5. Tan France from Queer Eye has chopped off his pompadour after reading comments from fans. They thought it made him look uptight, so he decided to try something new.
Don't listen to what people say, you do you.
What is Tan's area of expertise on Queer Eye?
He's the fashion guy, right?
He is the fashion guy, not interior design. You guys were very good.
Thank you.
Also, not only Roll Tide, you might have to throw a War Eagle in there and get some boiled peanuts.
Oh, gosh. And bring some back for me.
Boiled peanuts. I'm telling you, just stop at some roadside dive and get some boiled peanuts.
Yeah, preferably just a guy on the side of the road with a crockpot.
Yeah, that is it. All right, Cam and Sarah, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you head off to Alabama to see Nana?
We are Cam and Sarah, and we can't be Kennedy.
Roll Tide.
War Eagle.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app. We have our last pair of 3-day passes, Kennedy.
Yep.
To go to the Governor's Ball, New York's biggest party. It returns in June to the iconic Flushing Meadows Corona Park. We have the last pair of 3-day passes. You'll witness performances from Tyler, the Creator, Olivia Rodrigo, Hozier, Benson Boone, Fade, Glass Animals, and many, many more. If you want in, GovernorsBallMusicFestival.com for more information and to purchase tickets. This is going to be a great weekend of shows.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to a 3-day festival?
Yes, I used to live at them in Memphis.
Well, other than Beale Street Music Festival, no. Have you been to any other one?
Mm-mm.
Never went to Boston Calling like all 3 days? I did that a couple of times.
Never in town that weekend.
Yeah, it's Memorial Day weekend. That is tough. So this is going to be a great 3-day festival. You could be there for it, and we're going to play the lyric game. Super simple. We're going to play you the hook of a song, and all you have to do is finish the lyric. And I say that this is super simple, but
it sure wasn't earlier.
It was not earlier. We couldn't get it done. Is this Michelle from Quincy?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning, Michelle. Are you excited about this show?
Yeah, I'm shaking right now.
Okay, take a breath. You're going to be just fine.
I believe in you, Michelle. We need somebody to win these tickets.
Yeah. Are you one of those people that knows all the lyrics all to right. songs?
Yeah, my dad tells me he's never met someone that knows lyrics like I do, and he's a DJ, so.
All right, let's do it.
All right, turn the radio down for us a little bit, too. Your dad is a DJ, like on the radio, or he does what?
No, he just does, like, he used to. He's, like, he doesn't do it anymore because of COVID. He's older, but he used to do just, like, weddings and, you know, like, birthday parties, whatever.
He forced you to listen to all of his cool dad rock. That's what it was. Here we go. Here's the first one. Take a listen to this song and then finish the lyric.
If you're drunk on life, babe, I think it's great. But while in this world, I think I'll take my
too sweet for me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Voice of an angel.
Good start. Good start.
My coffee bag in my bed at three. You're too sweet for me.
Michelle, what's your dad's DJ name?
Well, his email is DJ Paul Cole, so I guess you can just call him DJ Paul Cole.
DJ Paul Cole in the house. All right, here's the second one. Take a listen to this hook and then finish the lyric.
But I'm up and I'm thinking I just might lose it all.
Saw Benson Boone just announced as one of the performers at the Grammy Awards, Kennedy.
Well, there you go.
All right, let's get to the last one. And this one seems to be tripping everybody up.
This is the one.
Yeah, you got to get this one
not
right,
this
Michelle.
Girl.
Not this girl. Oh, she's confident.
I got it.
All
let's
right, do it. I like the confidence. Take a listen and finish the lyric.
Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out.
Can't make you happier now.
That is
it. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out.
Congratulations and thank you.
Oh my God, I never win anything.
Can't say that anymore.
Ooh. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited.
All of those parties that your dad DJ back in the day, it finally paid off.
Yes. I even have a shirt from 1993, the year I was born, that says Yacht Jam on it. My dad was the DJ in 1993 at Yacht Jam.
Yacht Jam.
I have that shirt.
Yacht Jam. I bet that was a party.
Sounds like a reggae thing. Yacht Jam.
Yacht Jam, man. Well, congratulations to you again. The Governor's Ball, New York's biggest party, returns in June to the iconic Flushing Meadows, Corona Park, and you now have a pair of tickets. You'll witness performances from Tyler, the Creator, Olivia Rodrigo, Hozier, Benson Boone, Fade Glass, Animals, and many, many, many more. Visit governorsballmusicfestival.com for more information and to purchase your tickets, but you're going for free.
This is so cool. Thank you so much, guys. You've made my whole... probably
here. Well, you have a great time at the show, Michelle. That's awesome.
Wear your Yacht Jam shirt.
It's vintage now.
That's right. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
You don't think Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
KB Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Melissa from Kingston.
Hello, Melissa.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm pretty good, too.
All righty, Dan.
Kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. Or excuse me, this is the 1K CBK.
It sure is.
Forgot it's not
big
what time
money.
It was. Yes, you could win yourself $1,000 right now. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof booth. Melissa, are you ready?
I hope so.
Ryan Seacrest got knocked down when a recent game show contestant was hugging him after a dramatic win. The guy was much bigger than Ryan, and when the weight shifted, down went Seacrest. What game show does he host?
Oh, boy. Ryan Seacrest. Deal or No Deal? I have no idea.
That's a tough start.
What's the name of the wizard in The Lord of the Rings?
Gandalf?
Can you name...
Maybe.
Simba's evil uncle in The Lion King?
Oh, that I can do. That would be Scar.
Okay. And which actress plays June Osborne in The Handmaid's Tale?
I don't know. I'll guess Kate Winslet.
All right, in question number 5, in Pulp Fiction, what is in the briefcase?
have you not seen McDonald's that movie? Cheeseburger. Oh my God, it's been so
not
long.
A bad guess. I don't think that is a guess. Let's get Kennedy back in the
studio.
You know,
in France, they call that a royale with cheese.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Oh my God.
Melissa, I understand you work in embroidery for a living. What do you do?
I do. I embroider garments. I'm basically an assistant to the one who kind of runs the show.
That's nice. That's what my wife does. She owns a small business doing the same thing.
Yeah.
It is hard work.
Yeah, very cool.
It's
a lot goes into it.
It's a very physical job. People don't realize.
It really is. Yep.
All right. I have Melissa getting 2 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
All right. Well done, Melissa.
These are tough. Mm-hmm. You ready?
You bet.
Do you want to give Melissa $1,000?
I mean, I'd like to give everybody $1,000, but...
Not the way you've been playing.
No.
Question number 1, Kennedy. Ryan Seacrest got knocked down when a recent game show contestant was hugging him after a dramatic win. The guy was much larger than Ryan, and when the weight shifted, down goes Seacrest. Which game show does Seacrest host?
Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune is it. 1-0. He took over for Pat Sajak this season. Question number 2.
Good.
What's the name of the wizard in The Lord of the Rings?
Gandalf.
2-1. Question number 3.
Nerd!
You shall not pass!
Oh, so good, Dan. What is the name of Simba's evil uncle in The Lion King?
Scar.
3-2. Question number 4. Can you tell me which actress plays June Osborne in The Handmaid's Tale?
Oh, what is her name?
Lana's obsessed with that show.
I kind of lost me after the second season. I'm not going to get it.
Elizabeth Moss.
There it is.
Yeah. 3-2. Question number 5, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
In Pulp Fiction, what is in the briefcase?
Nobody knows. It just goes gold.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Its contents are actually never revealed. It is not... a cheeseburger.
Oh, but that would have been good if it were a Royale with cheese, which I'm sure you've already made that joke.
Of course I did.
Yeah.
All right, 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Melissa, nice job, Kennedy. Unfortunately, that's right. We do appreciate you listening and playing this one. Hey, why don't you shout out your embroidery business that you work for?
Oh, thank you. Specialties in Kingston. Great place.
Specialties in Kingston. Good deal. And what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, my name is Melissa from Kingston. And yet again, I cannot see you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.